Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla loves the herb rosemary, all right?
Yeah.
She likes cooking
with
rosemary.
Wasn't that your old DJ name, Herb Rosemary?
Herb Rosemary.
Growing up on a farm-type area with my grandfather, I had kale as a boy, but it was never as a chip or in a salad. We always just cooked it like the old South. You know,
like spinach.
Yeah, and I love kale cooked that way. But this whole new kale thing.
Clearly not enough.
What do you mean?
Kale. Your love for it.
How's that?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. If that was your go-to, just.
So what?
You didn't
then
love
I would
it
be
enough.
What?
No.
Say it. Say it, you asshole.
No, whoa. Hostility. We're all friends here.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? It's a fabulous Tuesday. I am an enormous fan of Dan Patrick. I think he's a great sports broadcaster.
Right.
I think he's got a good radio show. I think he knows sports. Well, what I didn't realize is that there are two of them and that there are two famous Dan Patricks.
Oh, really?
And by the way, there's a Patrick brother I know that I interviewed for a job, I believe, that used to be a cluster head for one of the chains in D.C. I know I talked to a Patrick. He was a brother of Dan Patrick, I think.
Okay.
And he didn't give me the job. So that was, but I don't remember what his first name.
He can get bent then.
It's his loss.
He can lick it.
Yeah,
he
exactly. Can lick
it. His loss.
There's another Dan Patrick, though, out there that leads
Is
our
there?
Show today. So. This guy, I want to urge all of our listeners in the Mike O'Mara show land to look up Lieutenant Dan.
Oh,
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of the great state of Texas.
Let's look him up right now.
This rod, this nim. Is on TMOS fan Tucker Carlson's show on Fox last night.
Okay.
And we are beginning to see a bit of a rift now, because you knew in our divisive times, it had to be, you had to have their side and our side. It had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It had to happen. You had
Mike,
to have.
This guy must be really great, because when I put in the letters LT into Google, it auto-completed his name. So he must be top of mind right now.
I rarely lead the show with a news actuality.
Mm.
But the rift that I'm talking about, that I'm beginning to see a little bit of, is a rift between people that want to listen to the medical folks and people that are worried that it's going to collapse the economy.
Correct.
So if you want a textbook example of short-term thinking, it would be, it's okay if a few people die.
Oh, no.
As long as we save the economy of the United States of America, with the full knowledge, by the way, at least in my opinion, that the economy of the United States would survive and bounce back no matter what we did, even if it was dramatic. That's just my opinion.
Right.
I'm not an economist. I don't profess to be an economist. But you had to get there. You had to give, and I'm going to say it, them something to disagree with us about.
Right.
And now they have it. So this guy, immediately, with no waiting, I thought maybe you might want to go with a little waiting, maybe we got
it before
we peaked with the deaths and before we peaked with the case. I thought we might have a little waiting period. No, there's no waiting now, because there are people immediately jumping on the deaths are okay. bandwagon. What did you do with your light? What did you just do with your light? Is that your computer screen?
I had to check something on my computer screen. I'm back now, though.
Yes.
Every day he's tweaking. I'm not sure what's going. What was that light? What was that?
That was
light
just a screen.
Because can you turn that on? Oh, that's your screen. Is it that dark in your room that when you turn your screen on, it lights up your face? Turn your screen on again. I want
to
see.
If I go back to my, I was checking for, because I have to forward you an email later on the show, and I was making sure it was ready. Does that make?
Oh, way to focus on the show.
What about doing the show?
How about focusing on the show?
Yeah,
just making sure it was ready to go. I was ready to go.
After the show. Hey, you have nothing to do but be funny.
I think I'll turn that on right now. Can you phone? You know what? We're going to get that. It's on my show prep later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony and Rob working from home.
Yeah. The worst.
It's on my show prep.
They need supervision. They need adult supervision.
They need adult supervision. They do. They do.
Agreed.
So getting back to the point.
Because once once they're done talking, they're like, the other guy will do that.
La, la, la. Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, what is going on?
Now, by the way, that's what I do every day.
Yeah, but Mike, you're the star.
Laser yes, focus. Yes. Let me get back to this because I don't want to distract from that. We can bitch about
no more emails, Rob.
All of we can bitch about everybody. But anyway, it makes me value Rob's paying attention to me when he's thinking about the email he's going to send.
He's like, oh my god, this show's the worst. Let me get this email out from Mike.
Absolutely. No, this is actually a show related email.
So I don't have to do it later.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
So I don't have to do it later. Let me get it in the labor saving cart and make sure that that's done. So while Mike's doing just his usual bullshit. Let's
stop
go ahead
it.
And
I
do
was
that.
Just think double. About, there's, think it's, of, it has to do.
What does that have to do with?
It has to do with the first item in the mailbag. And when we get to the mailbag today, I want to make sure it's ready to go so I can send it right off. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. The mailbag's already been sent.
Yeah, the show started.
Yes, but it's an item related to the mailbag, you see.
Why can't you send it before the show?
What, an item that I need to read?
Yes. But it's a surprise.
Oh, by the way, taping the show a little early today. Thank you. Can you hear the mowers? Please tell me you can't hear them more. God, I really thought that this would be a perfect studio.
It's a low hum.
That's all. It's in and out. It's in and out.
This is an early place.
Oh, yeah. They're coming for you, Mike. It sounds like an Omni.
An Omni?
I'm like just listening to that right now. It's been going for like 2 hours, but God bless the people that are still cutting
grass. I'm broadcasting here.
So here it is.
Yes.
This guy, all right?
Right.
Yesterday, I watched the update from the White House about the coronavirus. And prior to watching this press conference, I had read that our president watched a pseudo-conspiracy theorist on Fox say that we don't want the cure to be worse than the problem. Well, Trump immediately, in all caps, retweeted it like he'd had an epiphany.
Sure.
And I'm like, but you know what? Maybe I always think maybe they'll get to him and he won't do it. Then I saw the update yesterday, last evening, and he was all about it. And it scared me because he was talking about reopening, perhaps reopening sooner than later. And it was terrifying. Because if I've done one thing while I've been quarantined in my own home, I've read about how we all fix this. And there are many states that have shelter in place, basically.
Mike, the rest of the world has taught us doing what the president is suggesting doing is not effective.
Yeah. But he's still, the guy in charge. But this, and then the minions join in.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
the people
right.
that are like, oh, yeah, that's great. And by the way, the people that latch on to this stuff are people that say, I don't have it. I don't know anyone that has it. It's fine.
Yeah. His whole presidency was based on. The people that are latching on are people that are hearing what they want to hear. They want to hear this, so that's why they're going to support it, because it conveniences them.
Well, there are doomsayers saying the economy will collapse if we go more than 3 months about this. I think that we all, a week ago, were planning on, the long haul for this and whatever we need to do. Every day I'm getting on the Florida website and seeing 100 or so more cases of this, some in my own county.
yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's a scary scenario. However, if you want, I hope that this resonates with people. I would like to share with you Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who indicates that senior citizens like me should just sort of sacrifice getting out there in the world for the good of the economy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Living in fear of is what's happening to this country. And you know, Tucker, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in.
A chance so means, do you want to die?
That means getting out there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Going out, if that's the trade-off, to preserve this great system for my grandchildren. By the way, he ain't that old a guy.
No.
So he's talking, I don't know how old he is. I'm trying to look at him. He is.
It doesn't matter, Mike.
Bring up an image search of this dick.
This guy, I think honestly, this is what they want. This is what they want. They want this. They want this attention. He wants to be on the national platform. He's willing to give his life up for the economy.
Here you go, Mike.
You are looking at an anus.
Yes.
You are looking at the face of I don't want to call him a great Satan because I don't think he's bright enough to be.
It's going to backfire as well. Rob.
That's great. Let's see if he elaborates on this wonderful point of I'm willing to deal with that trade-off.
Right. And that doesn't make me noble or brave or anything like that. I just think there are lots of grandparents out there in this country like me. I have 6 grandchildren.
Of course you do. Yeah.
What we all care about and what we love more than anything are those children. And I want to, you know, live smart and see through this, but I don't want the whole country to be sacrificed. And that's what I see. I've talked to hundreds of people, Tucker.
So he goes on. What he's saying is sacrifice the old bit. He doesn't get it. Well, this is not him getting it. People, it's him transmitting
so,
it.
So I can see also, it in his face. This is how ignorant this
show his picture again,
this,
everybody.
This stick is. Sorry. Don't have to bleep it out. Just leave it. Who cares? Listen. He doesn't realize that old people aren't really the problem. It's the problem of the capacity of the hospitals. So
right.
If
yes.
The hospitals don't have enough capacity just to field the coronavirus victims, they're going to have to field all the other ICU. Accidents are still happening, people. Surgeries still happening. Heart attacks are still happening.
Right.
That you're having lung failure is still happening. That has nothing to do with the coronavirus. That continues to happen regardless of the coronavirus and the capacity. Those people will die.
I don't believe I have ever on this program asked our listeners to reach out to a political leader. Mm. Let me play him one more time, okay?
Please do.
What's happening to this country? And, you know, Tucker, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen,
what a dummy.
Are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in.
There he is. Mm-hmm.
You know what it is,
there.
Mike? It's
get
the Mr.
There.
Potter of theory of economy. You're right. more dead than alive, George.
This is why, George, you're worth more dead than alive.
You would think
and
that,
if that's
Tucker,
the exchange,
you think Tucker, I apologize. You think Tucker would have said, hey, not for nothing, just sheer facts. One of your grandchildren ends up in an ICU and there's no ventilators because they're swamped. He's going to die.
Right. If you
That's
would
what
like
the cascading
to,
effect
I don't, you folks, you do whatever, but if you'd like to reach out, he is the Texas Lieutenant Governor. Mm. His name is Dan Patrick. Mm. Let me play it one more time. All
it's
right?
going to take a
just
while, Mike,
because,
for him to get your letter because he's out shopping, you know.
And please, could we put that picture up again?
To this country. Yeah. And, you know, Tucker, no one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in. And that doesn't make me noble or brave or anything like that.
Nope.
I just think there are lots of grandparents out there in this country like me. I have 6 grandchildren that what we all care about and what we love more than anything are those children. And I want to, you know, live smart and see through this, but I don't want the whole country to be sacrificed. And that's what I see. I've talked to hundreds of people, Tucker, and just in the last week, and making calls all the time. And everyone says pretty much the same thing, that we can't lose our whole country. We're having an economic collapse. I'm also a small businessman. I understand it. And there I talk go. With business people all the time, Tucker. And my heart is lifted tonight by what I heard the president say, because we can do more than, you know, one thing at a time. We can do.
He looks like the kind of guy that with his wife, he has his small business. He owns a Christmas store. Mm-mm. He owns a year-round Christmas store. And he wants people to come in and buy ornaments and tinsel. And he's not noble or brave, Mike. He's not noble
Did
or brave.
Did anyone hear what Oscar Santana just said?
Oh, so succinctly.
About hospital capacity.
Yeah.
That this isn't you. And this is the disconnect. It's not about you getting it.
Or old people.
Right.
Or old people. It's about capacity. Passing it along and hospital capacity. Mm-hmm. And to talk about opening up the great old USA prior to not even the knowledge of how extensive this is that we don't know yet. By the way, if you look at the curve that everybody talks about,
right,
it ain't flat yet. It ain't even close to being flat yet. Oscar's family members are frontline people that deal with this stuff.
It's capacity.
It is really important to get these bloviators that get on there and get excited because they want to open up the economy already. And you say, oh, it's easy for you, Mike. You're doing a show from your home. No, this is how we make our living. We're able to give the show.
Let me add.
That's it.
There's none of us in this room, or I would imagine in our audience, that doesn't want not just the economy, but life to get back to semi-normal.
Like, closer to it.
You want it.
Absolutely.
We want it to happen. You're talking to small business owners here. Like,
right.
We feel the squeeze. Like, we want it to happen. There's no one that would benefit more than small business owners right now to want it to happen.
Right.
So know that this is we're hopeful, but we have to. These are 15 days, people. We had 6 more days, if not a little more.
Right.
If we can't just go by the first benchmark, what the F are we doing?
And these Poindexters, show this guy's picture again.
Please.
This
there he
dink
is.
Who says, basically go out, I'm a grandfather, sacrifice myself. You're not sacrificing yourself, you dope. It's not noble.
No.
What are you thinking about? Do you have any, is there any value anymore about the people that study this stuff? And by the way, they don't know 100% whether this is going to last a month or 6 weeks or 10 weeks. This is an ongoing situation. If we knew, we would have been prepared for it. We would have known that this type of stuff was going to happen. Are we going to be better prepared in the future? I believe we are.
Hope so.
But what is the deal? You've got these people. Everybody wants to get on and bloviate about this. And I have, in my own personal life, and we have as members of the show, erred on the side of caution. Because that getting this, spreading this, or being a spreader, you have the potential to overwhelm the hospitals even more than they're overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I will not ever on this show anymore tolerate people that I think are sending out a dangerous message.
Agreed.
That is, and by the way, go out there, grandparents. It's worth taking, he's saying in effect, it's worth taking the chance of getting the virus in the high risk category to,
by the way,
save the American way.
Is he off message from the governor of Texas? Because
I have no idea. I don't know.
No, I saw the governor of Texas on television last night.
Right.
The man was begging. He's like, we have money. We just don't, we can't procure the emergency
respirators.
Mm-hmm. Or overall, a mask. We just can't get it. We can't get it. He goes, it's not that we don't have money. We don't have the supply chain to buy it from.
Right. Right.
So, and then the lieutenant governor just comes on, probably off message, and is like, hey.
And I think, let me say, Tucker, I would really like to Poindexter. He looks like every bad GM I've ever worked with.
It's a great time for him to go out and go rogue. He wants to go rogue. He wants to say, you know what, this is the
because his man kind of indicated that's what he wants to do. They love to please the Fuhrer. They really do. They really, really do. So I want to get on right now and say, I agree. I didn't think it was possible. I thought this was the one time we were going to kind of come together with a common brain.
I'm just hypothetically speaking here, and you know I don't like to get into politics, but do you think the president is so desperate for re-election that somebody finally whispered in his ear, he's like, look, it's not going to happen. There's no chance, man. The numbers, the economy is going to be terrible. People are going to be rolling right into an election in November. They're going to remember this sting. They're going to say you weren't ready. Unless you turn this economy around, you got nothing. He's like, fine. We'll turn the economy around.
Absolutely, that could be a possibility, but I'm not. Look, he might be coming out and saying in general terms, as he did yesterday, sooner than later, it's going to be soon. It's going to be, count the number of times in the presser yesterday that he said soon. That's all right. For now, that's all right.
Unless he's got some inside intel that they have a vaccine and we just don't know it yet.
He doesn't have any inside intel. He can't.
He doesn't have any intel, period.
All right. inside, overside, anything.
No, there's a big difference between him and then this guy saying, I think it's a good trade-off. But the mindset, I just want to make sure that as a society, we kind of help each other out here.
Right.
And I get that. There's just the disconnect sometimes stuns me. And I had to spotlight this particular guy because this was a jaw dropper when I looked at Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. So,
well, everybody sees again. This is a thing with
Rob. Did you burn your hand again?
Same burn.
Oh, it's the same burn.
The thing is, this is a time when the people that are wired wrong see it as an opportunity. And we are in the part of an international pandemic is not an opportunity. He's going to go out on a limb and he's going to try and find people. He's trying to please the Fuhrer, as you say. But there are people that are going to hear this and say, hey, that's what I want to believe. He's in power. He's saying it. I'm on board. You know?
Exactly. And look, nobody wants to get back to normal more than the average American citizen out there. But at the same time, when you hear, and you know what, I was thinking just in terms of people getting sick and the numbers increasing. Oscar's bringing up the specific point of that, if you need that, with the hospital beds and where we are. We're not there yet. We're not there. I think it's too early to start talking about, doing this. By the way, if you want to talk about opening the economy, too, and Oscar, I urge you to weigh in on this. That is a legitimate proposal if you can test everybody. Mm-hmm. And then just quarantine the people that test positive. But we don't have the capacity, anywhere near the capacity to do that right now.
I won't say which family member was that I didn't speak with them on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But people, they all work at hospitals except for my pops, who's in Latin America fighting his good fight. What I would say is that everything, like the community right now, still to date, is doing everything they can by dropping off masks. You've got schools that had masks in storage that they drop them off at the hospital with little notes. Like it's the sweetest. You see the best of humanity right now for these hospital
employees. There's stories every day. They're 20, 30 stories.
The one thing they haven't received is the emergency medical equipment from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of this. And think about the messaging that's happening. Right, this is as of today. What's today? Twenty-third. Thank you.
Twenty-fourth.
So, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what do you mean that you haven't received anything? They said everybody on TV keeps on saying that the manufacturing is up to 40 million masks. We haven't received anything. No one's received anything yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So about getting them out to the hospital, I'll feel better when our first responders have the equipment they need to even deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Let alone get on message and say, hey, hoping that this ends sooner than later, probably sooner. And if you're in first on the front lines of this, you're like, what are you talking about, man? We can't even get masks.
Yeah, I know that we are so used to getting everything done right away, especially nowadays, but we don't even know where we're going to land yet. We have no idea where we're going to land. Where it's going to, we have no idea of the end game. We just need to prepare now.
If you're hopeful, you say, hey, if we get the masks out, we get all the emergency equipment out by the end of the week, then I'm hopeful we'll see a quick turnaround. That's a different message than saying maybe this medical advice is too much.
Right.
Which is basically what I'm paraphrasing that the president said. Maybe it's too aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, is it aggressive for all the other countries that went through this, by the way, which we should have had a better medical system? And all my father, an expert, said the U.S. should be more prepared for this because they thought they had this under control from the beginning. This is we're the leader of the free world.
Well, you may say that, but I'm going to tell you what I'm doing today.
Moving to Singapore?
There's some people. Walmart, by the way, at certain Walmarts, opening up at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for seniors over the age of 60.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to heed the advice of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and I'm going down to Lee Memorial Hospital into the back alley, and I'm going to jump into the big dumpster of medical waste, you stupid pole. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Richard Hayden.
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Don't. Not here. Not now.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Before I decide to keep my business with your place, I'd have to come by and have a look at your new operation.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there. Wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What? I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Here's the deal. If I want you...
You have derailed.
Shut up, Richard.
Boy, I'm really at a loss for words here.
Forget it. I quit. I can't do this anymore, man. My head's about to explode. My whole life sucks. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. We just killed Bambi. I'm out here getting my ass kicked, and every time I drive down the road, I want to jerk the wheel into a goddamn bridge embankment.
We'll be in touch.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. A worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. If you're looking for a little diversion, we're here for that. That's right. We call people a-holes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's not like your average news. From Sharon, Kansas, Sherman Oaks, California, Lake Mary, Florida, Warren, Massachusetts, Oakland, Iowa, and Houma, Louisiana. Hi,
Houma.
I'm from Houma. We got some crawfish etouffee that will blow your hair back, Cher. Let me tell you about Ring. I have a Ring floodlight cam and a camera in the back of my place up in Maine, and a little snow came to the great state of Maine yesterday. Got a chance to enjoy the snowstorm with my Ring technology, but that's really not what it's all about.
No.
What Ring is about is home security, and you are going to love it. If there's a package delivered delivery, an uninvited visitor, you get an alert and you can be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. Everybody remembers when I talked about my Ring floodlight cam that I terrified my sister when she was out my back door. I said, Kathy! And she's like, what? It was like the voice of God because it's on the garage and it was looking down on her.
Now all you have to do to terrify her is come within 6 feet.
Yeah, that's true. She's up there, though. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit available right now at ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes a video doorbell and a Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you are always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com. If you put forward slash in copy anymore, I will read it. Don't.
Okay.
ring.com/TMOS. I did a backslash and I couldn't get to it. Oh, you should have done a forward slash. That's what you should have done.
People have right, time. They can try both slashes.
I believe during these tough times, there is a funny meme. By the way, the memes are getting better every day.
Yes.
There's a funny meme of, I think it's the lead singer of Motley Crue. Is he the blonde guy? That
Vince
was,
Neil?
Is it Vince Neil?
Yeah, I believe so.
And it says, me on day one of self-quarantine. And then it shows a young Vince Neil. And then me on day 30 of self-quarantine. It shows the fat,
modern
the
day
fat Vince Neil, which is so damn funny. Yeah. And I have to stop. I have to stop. I think the first 5, 6, 7 days of this, was a little bit of an excuse. But my greatest concern is not my fellow men right now, is not even my own family. It is the fact that when this dust settles, be it, there they are again. Thanks a lot. Is there any other house that you can mow right now? I have a 5-inch front yard. They can't see me.
Find the small joys in life, and a beautifully manicured lawn is one of them.
Yeah, well, it's
having a lawn is one of them.
It's an industry. Yeah. It's an industry down here in Florida. If I continue on my current path, I am here to tell you that the dietary restrictions that I have lifted for my own body, by the way, which Mrs. O'Mara has not done. And of course, she wouldn't do that because that's the way she rolls. The dietary restrictions that I have lifted for myself are unacceptable to me any longer. I can no longer do it. Therefore, on the next grocery run, tortilla chips will not be included.
Mm. Okay.
And more importantly, queso dip will not be included in that.
How many snacks on average do you have? On a regular day, when things were normal, you would go golfing and you'd have an active, busy day.
Because you don't eat on the course.
Because
right?
you don't eat on the course.
I don't eat on the course, and I would eat, and the snacking would be virtually nil. I mean, I have enough problems maintaining my svelte figure without snacking.
Okay.
So snacking was not a big part of my life.
How many snacks do you have? Like
beer would do it.
Okay.
Low inhibitions would do it.
Yeah.
Ray, this now is the late night thing. And of course, Carla turns in earlier than I do.
Mm.
And that's when I dive into my TV. And by the way, I have a new feature on the show that I'll be debuting today. The feature is known as Mike O'Mara's Movies You Might Not Have Seen.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
That's what I will have for you. These are relatively recently released movies that I think you might have missed, and you'll see it. I was not a big snacker. Now I will tell you that the snacking has, and it's pretty much standard snacking items. Two go-to. The numero uno culprit is my favorite fat snack in the world, and that is chips and dip. Chips and queso.
Sure.
Tortilla chips
Big
with
chips
a spicy. Gee, that is that. By the way, if I go to a movie theater, you got to kind of keep my hands by my side because I'm going to order those nachos with
nachos.
The little cheese whiz.
Plastic That's cheese.
This is the plastic cheese, the dip.
Where do you weigh in on, say, potato chips and like a bacon horseradish dip or an onion dip?
No. Not
really?
A big guy. Don't do that. No, I don't. In fact, there are not any potato chips in my house right now.
Okay.
There are no potato chips. Are there potato chips in your house right now?
I don't think we have no potato chips right now. We do have tortilla chips, but no potato chips.
God,
if I were to choose, I would take, say, a bag of Ruffles and some bacon horseradish dip over chips and queso.
Oh, wow.
That's probably even more fatty, I think. That's
I would think so, fattier. Yeah. Well, you know, we one lives large.
What about kale chips? Got those in my house.
Do you really have kale chips? Yeah. Did Shannon bring those into your house?
Not so bad. Like, I kind of got used to them.
You did see, she bring those in? You
know, as growing up on a...
I don't buy those. I buy smart food popcorn, Mike.
Growing up on a farm type area with my grandfather, I had kale as a boy, but it was never as a chip or in a salad. We always just cooked it like the old South, you know,
like spinach.
Yeah, and I love kale cooked that way. But this whole new kale thing,
clearly not enough.
What do you mean?
Kale. Your love for it.
How's that?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. If that was your go-to, just.
So what?
You didn't
then
love
I would
enough.
Be what?
No.
Say it. Say it, you asshole.
No, whoa. Hostility. We're all friends here.
Mike, that I'm fat. What he is implying, the implicit message is that I'm fat.
You can't come on this show and say you love kale, but clearly you didn't love it.
No, I mean, I'm saying that as a boy, we had it all the time, but now it's kale chips and it's very, very, what is it? Au courant. But
could you have had it?
Have I ever told you this?
Could you have had it too much, Rob?
Sure.
Could you have had it too much as a boy?
I've told you, I'm sure I've told you the story. Have I told you the story of the square turnip?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this. Okay.
The square. So, all right. You know, let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm stopping a little early just because I love the tease. Rob Spiewak and the story of the square turnip.
This is a wonderful story with a marvelous happy payoff.
I don't even care if it's a good story or not. It's going to be the title of the show, The Square Turnip. We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
I thought I was old.
It's lonely being cooped up at home, not being able to socialize with friends. But may I propose a solution? This Friday, you can join your friends for a virtual cocktail party. Log on to the official Mike O'Mara Show page on Facebook for a live taping of TMOS at 4 o'clock Eastern. Bring your favorite libations for an afternoon of hijinks and hilarity. The phone lines will be open at 1-888-920 more for you to call in and commiserate. The fun doesn't end there. Immediately afterwards, there will be a live stream of the bonus show for everyone. A perfect way for you to enjoy the ribaldry and antics of TMOS unfiltered and unfettered, and a fantastic way to sample the show so you can grab a subscription. Make a point of joining the fun this Friday, and bring plenty of ice. Cheers.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We're seeing a lot of kids stuck inside lately, that is for sure. Really just wasting their days away in some cases. If you think it's impossible to get your kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, you're wrong. It's very possible. Let's take a second and talk about KiwiCo.
Yes.
It's a science and art-based subscription box. Let me say that again. Blah, blah, blah. It's a science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids. It's more fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. I'm talking about my son Michael and me. He loves doing it by himself mostly, and I loved helping him. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative new things to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo solves that problem, and you can spend quality time tackling projects together. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun.
Fun!
And we've been talking about appetites that are not healthy. How about an appetite for fun? That's healthy. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And we thank you. And now,
yes.
The story of the square turnip by Rob Spiewak.
And I don't know if I've ever told this before, but it merits retelling in any case. So let's go back about 30 years, probably about 1991 or so. I'm in college at VCU, and I'm not in the dorms anymore. I'm renting a place off campus, okay? And
Sex pad.
Yeah, getting it done. Lots of trim. So I was thinking, you know, I want to cook something that makes me feel like I'm at home, because, you know, you eat a lot of food on the go, and, you know, it's
your pad off campus. Did you have was it a solo pad, or did you have roomies?
I had a solo pad.
Oh,
you lived up by your impressive. By yourself?
Yeah.
Damn.
Would you have like an apartment?
It was the upper floor of a really rotten house in a really rotten neighborhood, the kind of where I would hear gunshots. It's not so bad now. I drove through it the last time I went down to campus. It was on Parkwood Avenue, but it was, you wanted to keep your shades pulled. It was nasty, really bad place.
Did you did you move there for the isolation, or did you move there for the rent? Like, was the rent right?
Rent was okay. The deal was is that after your sophomore year, it got really hard to get housing because they saved the housing for underclassmen.
Mm.
So I had a dorm the first year, and then a single dorm room the second year, and then off campus for 2 years.
Did you have
a single dorm room the same, like, for yourself?
Sophomore year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was tiny.
Why were you?
Did
why
you make
were you
friends?
Always...
Were you a lonely kid?
What's that?
I mean, usually you move off campus, you move with your friends, you get like a group house or something.
I lived with just... six people at American University.
Four people here, Mike.
On Cromwell Drive.
Well, I mean, it just worked out.
Jones Ave at WVU here.
I don't remember the strategy behind it. I do remember I spent most of the time, though, at the radio station my junior year because, you know, you were around people. I was on campus. It was basically
did people like you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because you feel like, hey, Rob, why don't you move in with us? Like, you're trying to group like a house together.
It's usually a group thing.
Yeah. I can think of a few people that didn't like me, but as a rule, I think they did okay.
But you liked your alone time.
This is how you found radio.
Don't mind my alone time. Don't mind my alone time.
This makes so much more sense. Mike, think about it. He's an old soul. He had nothing in common with his classmates. He couldn't make friends. He was alone. He found the radio. He was raised by the TV. He found you guys, his heroes. He figured out a way to break into radio the right way by working hard and finding your moments and picking and choosing your positions. And now he's here. He's so happy. This makes so much more sense. So much more sense.
I guess it does. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, no, I mean, it's just usually the trajectory, I use my daughters as an example, would be, you know, you have the roommate and then you have the suites. They break them into suites.
Right.
Some of these dorm rooms now where they're two on one side, two on the other. And then at a certain point, the kids move into kind of group housing.
Right.
But usually roommates. I'm just living alone off campus is probably an outlier.
It's sad.
No, it wasn't sad. It was fine. But anyway, I was able to have friends over, which leads me to the fact that I wanted
to
cook
something. Is this not going as the way the square turnip story was supposed to go?
No, I mean we can get to the story eventually, but it is part
so
of
you're
the,
living
the,
in
part
the
of the
hood.
Groundwork.
You're living in a horrible crime-infested neighborhood.
I think
like
twice my window got
bedroom,
taken out of my car. Yeah.
Like a one-bedroom. You're living in a scary neighborhood. You couldn't find a. Did you have it? Was there ever any effort to live like in a group house at all?
No, I didn't have any. I didn't have any desire to do that. I mean, don't
like
you
share?
Like? I mean, yeah, share. Others, I'm okay with sharing, but it's okay
just
to
like,
be by yourself.
You know, just like to hang out with people and party and be social.
Well, I mean, I would visit other people, but I always have my own place to come back to. Just me and my memories.
It's just unusual.
I guess it is. Yeah. I hadn't thought of it.
I mean, did you know a lot of people that had single rooms off campus?
Not really, no. I guess most people had roommates. Come to think on it.
Yeah. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
Just kind of interesting. Yeah. It's the tapestry of you.
This was a social evening when I had some people over. And I said, I'm going to cook something that makes me think of home. And I went and I bought some kale, which you could find at the grocery store. Right? And also... When you cook kale, oftentimes we would cook turnips with it. Now, turnip is a root vegetable, not unlike a potato. And
haven't we discussed turnips? Are you a fan of turnips?
Love turnips. Love turnips.
See, we part company there.
But
my mom always had
probably,
turnips for Thanksgiving. I hate turnips.
You probably never had them fresh because we would actually grow them and go pull them and have them. So, I mean, it was another food of my childhood.
I would certainly allow myself to enjoy something you made because you know good food. So that's
But
that's
turnips
fine.
And kale walk hand in hand. And the way we would prepare it, and you would boil them together, and you cook them way down together. You'd peel the turnips and the kale and water, but for flavor, it's like some people do this with string beans or any kind of other kind of leafy vegetables. You put a piece of salt pork in with it. It's like bacon, but almost inedible. But it gives it a little bit of flavor, right?
Is that like fatback?
Exactly. It's exactly what it is. It's a cured
piece of
fat. I had a
buddy of mine. You say gray beads of fatback. There's nothing like gray beads of fatback. guy named Earl. It was a cop. Green beads of fatback. Knew him when I worked as a DJ at the Marriott. Yeah, come on, have some green beads of fatback.
You know, you don't meet a lot of people named Earl anymore.
I know. There are not many Earls.
So anyway, yep. Cooked it all, had some people over. We watched a movie, I think. And then we had, you know, that, I guess we had some food with it. But it was basically, you know, kale and turnips. And we all had it. And it was, you know, it was unremarkable. I enjoyed
it. Did you have a protein with it?
I'm sure we did, but it's not really, I can't recall what it is.
Do you remember these friends? Like, was it like friends from where? Like Safeway, friends from...
Yeah, were they from the grocery store? Or
no, I hung with some grocery people, but they were mostly jerks. These were school friends, like school, like from around the radio station.
Yeah, but you're saying it's so vague that I think you're making it up. Like, was it just you making this meal alone?
No, it was me. And I can tell you some of the people that were still there were two girls I knew named Jen. There was Brad.
Two Jens.
Brad was there.
Brad
was going to college with me then, so he was there too.
Oh, did Brad go to VCU?
Yeah, yeah, for a while.
I thought Brad went to Penn.
He went to a couple schools.
Okay, all right.
He went around. I think, you know who might have been there was also Pat House.
Congratulations for getting back into the game, Brad.
Pat House.
Pat House might have been there.
Oh, God.
Pat House.
All right.
Nice guy.
Favorite of yours. Anyway.
No, he was great in Vegas. I liked him. Mike hated him.
So we finished dinner.
I don't hate Pat House.
One of the people, and I won't, I'll just say it was one of the Jens, was talking to her a few days later. I said, did you enjoy the kale? No, it was at dinner, after dinner. I said, did you enjoy dinner? She said, yeah, I liked the kale. I didn't like the turnip that much. I said, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm glad you like some of it. And then as I was cleaning up the dishes, I noticed that the fat back was gone.
Oh, so she ate the that's like a bay leaf, right? That's like throwing one thing into.
It's much worse than bay leaf.
But do you understand? You throw that salt pork in for flavor, and it's not designed to be eaten.
No, not at all.
Not at all. But somehow she suffered through it, and I discussed it with Brad afterwards, and he always says, you know what our motto is? Don't eat the square turnip.
Don't eat the square turnip. Now, let me ask you this. As a chef, do you think it is on you on any level to serve the dish and police the pot for the piece of salt pork to remove from the vegetables?
Ideally, yes. However, I would also offer this. I think there might have been a lot of beer consumed that evening, so I probably wasn't on top of it. I probably was not on top of it. Also, I think it's assumed that you would be able to spot the fact that was not a turnip. I guess if you don't cook.
I gotta eat this. I gotta be polite.
Don't eat the square turnip.
I probably shouldn't even be saying this because she's somewhere in the house.
Right.
But when you make... Carla loves the herb rosemary. All right.
Yeah.
She likes cooking
with
rosemary.
Wasn't that your old DJ name, Herb Rosemary?
Herb Rosemary. Oh, all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, okay. You got any jingles? You got any?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
For me
hold
right
on
now?
One second.
All right, everybody. No, I got them. I'm okay. All set. I can all do right. That right now. I'll do it right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's loud. Hey, everybody. Herb Rosemary on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Hey, listen, traffic's great out there right now. We don't even need to have Vicky come in and give you your traffic update because it's fine. A little later on, chili cook-off time with Herb Rosemary on the radio.
That was great.
Middle of the road station.
What a great, great day to be alive, yeah. You know, somebody that unfortunately is not alive, well, my sympathies go out to you. That's probably a pretty decent possibility, what with this incredible virus sweeping the nation. Maybe I shouldn't have said that in the first place. Another Herb Rosemary faux pas. sorry.
Herb Rosemary was always famous for his misspeaks and faux pas.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so, yeah, it's, you know, as far as food is concerned, rosemary is a great herb to season, but please take it, remove it from the dish.
Yeah.
Because it's basically a stick. It's a stick with leaves on it, and
because
you, know,
you can remove
taking
the leaves, and then you can sprinkle it. Then it's okay, but it's the stick
then it's
that
okay.
gets you.
It's the stick that I don't care for.
Yeah,
and it's great seasoning the chicken thighs.
Sure.
But you know, but what does it matter anyway? I mean, I should be just eating the chicken thighs, the fatty part of the chicken, and then maybe I should be not having a mainlining queso and then bad Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And I had my first pint of bad Ben and Jerry's last night.
Bad?
Ben and Jerry's fudge brownie.
How do you have a bad pint?
Chocolate ice cream with fudge brownie was not good.
Too much chocolate?
Why? Too much? Yeah,
the brownie didn't taste good.
Oh,
didn't
that
taste right.
So good right now.
It's like the quality control guys didn't you know, nail that one. Might be might have been the first you know, Carla came out, "What'd you eat?" I said, "Ben and Jerry's. Do you remember that one you bought 3 weeks ago?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't think it had a proper brownie in it. It didn't taste right."
Do you mind if we ask the Queen of Cheese what they're eating at their house? Because every time I talk to her, she's like, "We didn't do much. We just sat at home and cooked her."
Yeah, Maddie, what's in the pantry at the Madeline? What is the what's in the pantry at Maddie and John's house right now?
Well, right now it's a lot of chicken and fish and pork because we miraculously, before this even happened, went to Costco, so we have a lot of everything that we bought just by pure luck.
And it's frozen, I hope.
Yeah,
not just sitting
so
out.
So our freezer is stacked pretty much. But yeah, last night we had fish. We didn't really change our eating habits very much because we eat a lot anyway. So just kind of the same of everything.
How did you prepare the fish and what variety of fish?
It was cod and I breaded it and just pan seared it and we had rice and green beans.
Nice. Ooh, yummy.
Wow.
Yummy, yummy,
delicious.
Yummy. Costco, another fabulous outfit that's opening early for seniors
Mike,
out here in Florida.
I had two Hot Pockets again last night.
Oscar. You're loaded with preservatives.
Mike,
you
I
know?
Don't have a stove. I got a microwave. It's as good as it gets.
Oh, my God. Are you doing the carryout thing with anybody? Are you doing delivery or carryout?
Yeah. This is the outlier. Not all restaurants are doing carryout because they can't.
Right.
They just can't survive that way.
That.
Can you only
That's throughout the country.
Yeah, can you imagine? So what you have, you try to support. And I'll over-order simply just to like do what I can to stimulate whatever economy they have left, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you, my first encounter with this happened, I think, 3 days ago with a delivery. The delivery guys in the past, they just kind of like call you and then drop it off and then you'd run out to the car and get it if it was Postmates or Uber Eats. Now it's like a drug deal. It's like a drug deal in the way that like,
they leave it at the door and run.
Well, you won't even know they've come. Or I bet it's not. How about this? A drug deal has more attention to detail. This is more like if you're dropping off national secrets to the Russian mob.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it's happening until it's happened, right?
Right.
So look for the
carryouts in the bush over there.
Look for the chalk marks, and then look for your carryout. Because
right.
I called the guy. I was like, "Hey, sir, it says that you've like already arrived." He goes, "Oh,
I left it outside in the bushes."
He said,
"That's where I put it."
He goes, "I've been gone. Stoop with the light on, right?" And I look out, and it's on my neighbor's stoop.
No. Because they're running out. They got their gloves on and they're running back to the car. That's what they do. They're running back to the car.
I'll take it.
It's like that crazy Vienna CIA story. Your food is in the trash can.
It's in the trash can. Go get it. I'm Herb Rosemary. Hope you have a fantastic day, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Michael Mara Show.
The ink is black.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tanned gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa. But Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the Mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him. You just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter right here on the mighty 1630 KCJJ from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. Listen up, quarantine-agers. Mortgage rates have now hit an 8-year low. These are unprecedented times. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refi are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. Go downstairs or give him a call, because I think these numbers might have changed. Total household debt and tappable home equity are both through the roof. Act now, take cash out, or save money by securing a lower rate. Call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number, 202-625-1221, or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. Phone or web, perfect for social distancing. I can personally endorse them. They help me get my mortgage on the house I'm sitting in right now. Good people, great to deal with, effortless. That's the way I would describe
it.
202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Now, wash those hands. Wash those hands, people.
I thought of you yesterday, Mike, when I washed my hands. Because you know what? Sometimes I forgot the thumb. You reminded me to use the thumb.
It was cute because I was doing it with Michael last night right before bed. And, you know, and it made me a little sad, too, that he's living in this kind of an environment right now. But I think it's six. He's doing okay. All right, really quickly, a new feature. I don't know what kind of music we could have for this. Mike O'Mara's movies you might not have seen, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm developing a rather significant gift for picking movies that that maybe you missed when they were out there, but that are a really nice little romp. Mm. Both these films I'm going to recommend skew, I would say, on the guy film side. They're probably not chick flicks, but they're more kind of guy films. All right, let me give you the first one. Thank you very much. Hooray for Hollywood! This one I got on Hulu. And by the way, Hulu, not a bad little dive with some kind of obscure stuff that I didn't catch on Netflix. And by the way, Amazon Prime, just watching. All right. Till they fix their garbage platform, and with all the money they have, Jeff Bezos, try to manufacture an app that functions with my Samsung television. Because right now, you know what I watched on Amazon Prime last night? It was called The Spinning Circle, a great sci-fi flick. The Spinning Circle.
Loading.
That's what I watched.
Loading.
All right, all right, this movie, I think this is a 2018 film, but I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. The Sisters Brothers. The Sisters Brothers. John C. Reilly, Joaquin Phoenix. The Sisters Brothers. It's a Western.
Joaquin.
I thought it was Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. I saw these two together. I think this one slid through in the theaters, and it was not. This is a great Western. It's Joaquin and his Joaquiniest.
Damn.
And John C. Reilly, who I just love John C. Reilly. I'm a massive fan.
Quirky.
In Stan and Ollie, he just elevated himself to a different level for
you
me.
You almost forget
Step Brothers is a stupid movie, but it's funny, you know.
But John C. Reilly in Stan and Ollie, you forget that it's him. And I think that is the highest praise. You just don't even see him in that movie.
I think because he's such a schlubby, goofy character actor that he probably is a tad underrated. I think he is. Yeah. The reason he gets so much work is I think he's just really great at whatever he does.
I wonder why how great he was. Do better. Like, it should have done better. It's got a great review.
I think it should have done better, too. It's a great Western.
Maybe marketing, if we're not. Because if we haven't heard of it, how is it marketed?
Well, it was in theaters. It only made $3 million domestically, but it was, I mean, by its seventh weekend, they pulled it.
Right.
The interesting thing is that one of the characters in it, and I would be very curious when Rutger Hauer passed away, because Rutger Hauer is a character in it, but he's not really featured at all. So it's a very strange thing. So the Sisters Brothers, you can find it on Hulu, probably some other platforms too. Now there's another one on Netflix. And do you remember the character in Game of Thrones, Jaime Lannister? That guy Lannister? Jaime Lannister is in a movie called The Shot Caller.
Ooh.
And this movie is dark. This movie is very, very dark.
Look that up.
But this is a prison movie that is as scary as any prison movie I have seen in recent memory. It's called The Shot Caller. I think it might be a little younger than the Sisters Brothers.
Oh,
but
damn.
This movie is I think, a
some criminals
a real
are
escape.
Made for prison.
Is it a good movie, Mike, for isolationists right now for being in prison?
If you are stressing out because you're watching you know, the news getting that, this will stress you out even more. It's really
Amari Hardwick, Mike, is in this movie, and he's the good looking black gentleman that's in the
yep.
film. That's actually one of our he's been here to Podcast Village, just one of our producers' cousins. Like, he's an A-list celebrity. I can't believe this is
really,
that's cool. That's cool.
Really quality. Nuts. And I'll tell you something, you know, I don't know if it's the path I would take if I ever unfortunately found myself in the hooscow, but I will say that this these are two movies, so check them out, and let me know. Let me know if you like it. It's called The Sisters Brothers and The Shot Caller. I'm going to do deep dives and try to find obscure stuff that that I like. There's another one that's on my radar. I'll give you a review of that.
Mandatory watching.
No, it doesn't have to be mandatory. We're all living our lives, Oscar, Mike, doing it any way we can. We'll see what happens. You know, it's fine. But you know, you would like both of those movies.
I can't wait.
I think you might like The Shot Caller more than The Sisters Brothers.
How many hot pockets do you give it, Mike?
I give it 40 hot pockets, you know.
That's a good rating.
By the way, Herb Rosemary didn't like either one of the films, but care what he thinks. But the Lieutenant
Herb
Governor
Rosemary
of Texas
say go out and shop.
Go out and shop. Oh, he's right with the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick.
Stimulate the economy.
Seniors, sacrifice yourself.
Not your immune system.
Yeah, amazing. We'll take a break, come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
These are trying times. Isolation, uncertainty, toilet paper. What we all need is a way to connect, to vent, to reach out, to complain about toilet paper. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, and we hear you. That's why we have reopened the TMOS Yak Shack. For a limited time, call us 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Call anytime, 24/7, and tell us how you're doing. Are you healthy? Are you sane? Is your ass clean? We need to know. 888-920-6673. The Yak Shack. Now more than ever.
We will get your yaks on the show tomorrow, so call
confirm.
Early, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call with your likes, and then we take live calls starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday's show for the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. So please be aware of that phone number. Welcome back to our show, brought to you by Zappos. Self-quarantine. Dude, it's happening.
It's happening, Oscar.
All across the world, people are using this newfound free time to reorganize their homes. They are opening long-ignored closets and Marie Kondoing the S out of them. That's great. First you condo, then you Zappo. because that freed up closet space can be filled with the new wardrobe you need to look exactly the way you want. Seriously, isn't it great that as the world shuts down, you still have access to the best fashion in the land? Zappos rocks. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create long-lasting wardrobes they love. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You're our favorite. Go from condominium to Zappo Maximum. Sounds like Joe Namath.
News.
I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you.
People were criticizing Lizzo on social media
for wearing a mask when they're in such short supply, but it turns out she has a valid reason. She said, quote, "Got strep throat at the worst time ever. It's nobody's business, but I prefer y'all not criticize me for wearing a face mask and doing what I was supposed to do to protect the people in my home. Please check yourself before you become an internet bully because you're bored. Get your facts straight. The world needs less trolls and more compassion." I don't have any surgical masks in my house.
Mm.
All right. I don't have any. Do you guys have any? Do you have surgical masks?
I actually wear one when I go to the stores.
Oh, so you have one?
Yeah.
Hoarder.
No, I ordered them when I came back from Hawaii.
I saw a lot of them.
Yeah,
in,
just 10 of them.
When I was in Richmond, I saw people wearing
reusable.
Them.
Reusable?
But
But I did see some people that were also wearing like construction masks, the kind you have if you're like using a planer. I don't know that those are actually helping.
With the, like the breathing thing on either side?
Yeah, the breathing on either side. Yeah, so I saw that. But we don't have any masks
like
either.
Like workout ones, right? So I don't think, I don't think you need, if you're not going out and you're not exposing yourself and you're not going to the store for any reason, I don't think you need them.
Yeah.
But Lizzo is protecting all of her other little Lizzos that are running around the house because she got the strep throat.
And look, I'm sacrificing. I am not going to a gym right now. Thank you. Dr. Phil has a tip to minimize.
Not gonna happen.
Dr. Phil has a tip to minimize the spread of the coronavirus.
McGraw.
Mr. Phil says, stop humping around.
Oh, no.
Stop humping around. In other words, Mr. Phil says, stay home and love the one you're with. Or yourself, your choice, I guess. That's another timely piece of advice from Mr. Phil, who wants to make sure that we all, you know, we all do the right thing. So,
well, you know, he is a doctor, Mr. Phil McGraw.
Mr. Phil McGraw. Dr. Mr. Phil. Dr. Mr. Phil.
Quit humping around.
Don't hump around, y'all. Back in 2006, Joaquin Phoenix got into an accident, and the car ended up upside down with him still in the driver's seat. German director, a great German name, by the way. If I was German, I'd want this name. Werner Herzog.
Didn't he used to be on Channel 9?
Hey, quarterback. Hey, linebacker. I'm Werner Herzog. That's like a quarterback. Werner Herzog would be two different sports guys that worked in Channel 9.
Oh, yeah.
Werner Herzog just happened to be nearby, so he went over to help. He says, quote, Joaquin was upside down in this car, squished between airbags that had deployed, and he was wildly trying to light a cigarette. He's quirky. Werner says, I'm going to give him a German accent. I knew he must not light his cigarette because there was gasoline dripping and he would have perished in a fireball. So I tried to be clearly commandeering to him and tell him not to. But I was worried that if you gave him a command, he would strike his lighter even harder. So I managed to snatch the cigarette lighter from his hand and turn into General Borkata. Joaquin Phoenix was trying to light a cigarette in the car. And he had a cigarette in the car.
After the crisis was averted, Werner helped Joaquin out of the car. Then he left before Joaquin could thank him. In an interview after the accident, Joaquin said, quote,
that there's something so calming and beautiful about Werner Herzog's voice. I felt completely fine and safe. I'm weird.
Anyway.
His official statement.
Let me see. These are rando stories for the coronavirus.
Okay.
People are looking to food to get them through these difficult times and not healthy stuff. Comfort foods like Oreos and mac and cheese are selling well, while things like, believe it or not, it's in the news you may not need, kale.
Really?
Not selling well.
How about square turnips?
Here's another one. A dog in the UK was so excited, his owner is home all the time, that he sprained his tail from wagging it so much. I'd like to validate that story.
I like to vet that
Mike,
story.
Get it?
There's a sweet story. Never mind.
I did.
Big win.
You did. A guy in Brooklyn, New York used a drone to deliver his phone number to a woman he saw across the street, and she wound up texting him. Isn't that sweet? That's a good move. A store in Denmark has figured out a way to stop hand sanitizer hoarding. Your first bottle costs $5.75. Any additional bottles cost $143.
Oh, that's smart.
Those are great numbers, too. I'm sure it's more an even number in their money.
Hey, has anybody done a toilet paper search online? Has anybody?
No.
No.
I have. I've done two days in a row.
Well, you bought super terrific happy toilet paper, you said.
Yeah, ain't here yet. But we're okay.
Ain't here yet.
Are you down to single roll? Single digits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. I use a lot. Like, I use a lot.
Use a lot, Damone.
No, I'm talking about, I'm not only am I big, but I'm also really fastidious.
Sure.
I mean, my butt is like, it's got to be like a surgical operating room when I'm done.
Well, Mike, you don't want any appreciable odor. You've always talked about that.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not the odor. It's just I don't like
and
any.
And actually
I
hasn't mean, always you know. Talked about that. That's his shoes that have no appreciable odor.
Oh,
we've never discussed
my shoes,
the odor
not
of
my
his
butt.
Ass.
My bad.
Not my ass.
I
was going to bring this up, and we can talk about this at a later time. Have you gotten... I've gotten all kinds of direct marketing for people selling bidets. I think that this is a really hot time for bidets.
Oh, I haven't gotten that.
I got a huge email from Wayfair. I actually printed it out. There's accessories and different models. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Well, in my his bathroom, I don't have room for a bidet.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I got a new shower mirror.
No, the bidet attaches to your regular toilet.
It can attach to the toilet. Yeah. Yes.
So you can put it inside the toilet?
It's an accessory.
Yep.
Really? Send me the link.
We'll discuss it tomorrow.
Okay. And unsurprisingly, coronavirus-themed porn is getting more and more popular. So there's the...
Gross.
I don't know. Coronavirus-themed
porn. That is gross.
Pronunciations of words, all right? How do you pronounce... we'll go around the room.
All right.
C-A-R-A-M-E-L, the candy.
Caramel. Oscar.
Caramel.
Caramel. So we 65% of people say caramel. So we're in the majority of that.
All right.
B-A-G-E-L.
Bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel. 9% of people say bagel.
Oh, I hate that.
Mostly Gentiles, I'm guessing.
I've heard that.
Have you heard people say bagel?
I've heard bagel before.
I've never heard
I've never heard it. I've never heard that before in my life. S-A-L-M-O-N, the fish.
Salmon. But I used to call it salmon.
Okay. Schmuldonkenachtenpriesen?
We all say salmon.
Salmon,
yeah, but
of course,
I used to call it salmon. I used to.
So 19% of people pronounce the L. That's in there. P-E-C-A-N, the nut.
Peanut?
No, P-E-C-A-N.
Are you paying
attention? P-A-L.
P-E-C-A-N, you mallet head.
Oscar says, walnut.
Pecan?
The winner is pecan, 68% of people.
No.
The green pepper that's super hot.
Oh.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Oh, okay. I say jalapeno. And Oscar says jalapeno.
Yes.
Yes. So it's the pepper of his people.
40% of people say jalapeno.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Oh, here's a big one. E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O.
Espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso. A lot of people say espresso.
Oh, I...
That's if they want it really fast.
Well, 16%. As a kid, I used to say it. I used to say, can I get an espresso?
With salmon in it.
C-R-E-P-E.
C-R-E-P-E.
The pancake.
You know what's so funny, Mike? This was started as an exercise in pronunciation.
Now
it's ended
spelling.
Up as spelling.
Yeah.
Now it's spelling. This is where his learning disabilities are coming to the surface.
Crepe.
Peanut?
Crepe?
Yeah.
How do you say it, Rob?
Crepe.
Oh, so Rob says crepe. 64% pronounce it with a hard Y sound. Crepe. I say crepe. But you say crepe,
crepe
Rob?
Crepe, yeah.
Crepe.
Crepe. Scared the crepe out of me.
The segment is crepe.
peanut?
And S-Y-R-U-P, Oscar.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. Some people say syrup.
Yeah, I hear that sometimes.
It was 50-50 of people that do
syrup.
That. So There's that.
Syrup.
I bet the people that say syrup use a lot more of it.
Yeah. That 2 minutes, by the way, brought to you by you're wasting your life listening to this show. And now a little something, something. There's a 70-year-old guy named Alvin Rementer. He lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. In late January, he pawned his 2000 Chevy Silverado for $1,500. Well, around 7 a.m. on Saturday, Alvin went to the pawn shop with his spare key and stole his car. A cop spotted it, pulled him over, and Alvin admitted he stole his own car because he was, quote, freaked out over the corona and the overall situation. He was arrested for felony grand theft auto. My question for Alvin is, how did they fit the Chevy Silverado in that glass case in the pawn shop? Because I don't know. They didn't put that in the story.
Pawn stars?
Don't you think of a pawn shop as like you go in and you see a Rolex watch in there? Like, hey,
yeah,
there's my Chevy
Silverado. There's no lock in the back that says, hey,
I didn't think they had a lock in the, you never know, it's Florida. We'll take a break and come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Tell you about it all the time, but I bet you need a drink. We all do. So as a public service, this Friday, again, it's the return of MOCP. That's the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party. 4 p.m. Eastern on this very podcast. Join us live and tilt a few back while we provide delightful cocktail banter. We may even take your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Let's have some fun. God knows you've earned it. And here's something extra for you. After the regular show, we're going to do the bonus show and put it on the live video stream so the fun will continue. Anyone can watch the video stream live. We got our act together on that count. But after that, it goes behind the paywall. So get ready for your big chance. Make sure you have enough ice and join us at 4 p.m. Eastern this Friday. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are hundreds of commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now would be a great time to subscribe. Just saying, it's your passport to the Assport! The TMOS bonus show, because shtick beats sick. Every time. So I'm up the audio vault for today, March 24th. This is Tuesday.
That guy that stole that car back, and he was in Florida, right?
Yeah, stole it from the glass case of the pawn shop.
Always think of you. David Spade is still doing jokes from his living room. He sent some love to Florida.
New York and L.A. have instituted 24-hour safer-at-home lockdowns during the outbreak. It comes on the heels of Florida's What Virus initiative.
Yeah. Amen, brother. They're all down here. Yes.
All right. Celebrities are doing like little pep talks to keep people motivated to be the best that they can be during this viral outbreak. Danny DeVito did a great one. Here's Danny DeVito.
Hi, everybody. It's Danny DeVito. And I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, all over the state of New York, stay home. I mean, everybody. I mean, we got this virus, this pandemic, and, you know, young people can get it. And they can transmit it to old people. The next thing you know, I'm out of there. Please do us a favor, all of us, and stay home, not spread this virus around. Thank you.
So he sounded like he was into it. Robert De Niro sounds like he was told to do it.
Here we go. This is Robert De Niro. We all need to stay home. We need to stop the spread of this virus, and we can only do it together. Not just to protect ourselves, but to protect others. And all the older people you love, please, I'm watching you.
Thanks for the effort.
He's always like that, isn't he?
I know.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it if you really think I'll do some good, by the way. By the way, Danny DeVito sounded a little like Dom DeLuise there. To his end.
Now make sure you stay quarantined. Thank you, yes.
I love the thing about Danny DeVito is that just sneaks out. It's almost a Philadelphia O. He says like, explode.
Explode.
It's going to explode.
Is it Tin Men? Is it
yes.
Tin Men?
Yes.
That? Danny DeVito does great. The best Maryland Baltimore accent.
Yes!
He nails it. It's fantastic.
Tin Man is a great movie. All right.
Great movie.
One of the worst things about this pandemic, so many people are getting diagnosed, it's really pulling attention away from Tom Hanks. So, because of this, Rita Wilson put a video up of her recovering rapping. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, eye on the prize. Oh, let's remember Rita Wilson, okay?
All right.
Please. She's rapping
for
you.
I know you, Mr. OPP man. Your PP man won't only see me, man. You should have known that when I hit it a step, that I was with it a bit, not to consider the ref. Heck, I did your partner because she's hot as a baker, because I'm not in my nature, not because I hate you. You put your heart in a pot of a pot that spreads a pot, and you forgot that I forgive when you had a spot. You try to act.
Canceled!
Okay.
That's not bad. Why did not expect it? That? I did not expect that from impressive. Rita Wilson.
But why do you hate it? Because she doesn't need to be calling attention to herself right now.
I get that part. Well, believe me, I'm with you. But that rap that she did,
she did a fine rap.
She's not
by nature. The choice itself gives her street cred. It's perfect.
All right. Agree to disagree.
Something a little sexy about it, too, to be honest with you.
Right,
I'm
Michelle Obama.
But no, listen, I want you to know, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. I am with you on the Tom Hanks thing.
Yeah, we hate his attention whore ways.
Especially when he signs his tweets H-A-N-X.
I know.
Like, remember, I hate that about him. I love his movies, but I hate when he does that.
And there's always one coming out. That's the good thing about H-A-N-X. Michelle Obama did a phone interview and mentioned how they're holding up during the pandemic. And I don't know, what do they say in the Princess Bride? I don't think you mean what you say, or I don't think you know what you're saying. Listen to what she says here.
We're just trying to, just keep a routine going. But we also got a little Netflix and chilling happening.
Sure.
What are you guys doing?
Same thing.
So Netflix and chilling is sort of modern speak for coming over and getting busy, as it were. So do you think she knew that she was talking?
No, she's ill-advised. She's older. I think chilling, in my vernacular, chill.
You relax and watch.
You relax, you're hanging out. When did chilling become
Netflix
sex?
And chilling itself.
It's the same, I'm sorry, Rob, I'm stealing your thunder.
That's right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's become vernacular.
Yeah, no, but it's not vernacular. It's slang. Well, I would say it's slang for the same. Just when we were younger, Mike, remember when you'd have a girl come over and watch a movie?
Right.
You wouldn't really watch a movie.
Come over for a Netflix and chill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to come over and watch a movie? Now is Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so that's, really watch the movie.
That's banging. Yeah. Well, she's a married lady with two grown kids. Come on.
It's a first lady. How dare you, Rob?
Barack has needs.
I just was wondering if there's a chance that Michelle and I could, chill a little bit. Could I climb on top and chill with you?
Chill.
There we go. Chill. I'd really rather do the chill part than do the Netflix part. Because I'm horny and I'm the former president. So come upstairs to the bedroom and we'll chill.
Sometimes twice.
No, not anymore. Probably okay. Not.
All sports really have been canceled, and there is a motorsports announcer named Mike Bagley, and he's obviously missing his job. So he put up on social media yesterday him calling a race, not of cars, but of dogs running around his pool. So there's three little dogs just running in circles around his pool. This is Mike
great.
Bagley.
This is already going
to
be great.
They completed lap number five. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie tried to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. They'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number three. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by five dog lengths.
I love it. And speaking of dogs, I got to close with this. I think I see a lot of, because I'm friends with a lot of parents around here. A lot of kids are cooped up, but they're still having to do their musical practice.
We had Michael at his piano lesson with his teacher yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Piano, recorder, all of these things. Well, this kid is practicing saxophone, and the Rottweiler is not having it. So what you're going to hear is a saxophone and a Rottweiler here. And boom.
Keep going.
I took an informal straw poll. Actually, the Rottweiler is more musical than the saxophone. So both need to keep practicing. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday. Stay safe, everybody.
Is that the sound of a dog in pain? Or make it stop for the love of God. Hey, don't forget, this coming Friday, 4 p.m., the Mike O'Meara Cocktail Party, MOCP, coming your way with our phone lines open. Listen, we didn't get to your mailbag today. We didn't get to your yaks. We're going to do a little bit of both. It's all about you tomorrow on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be taping at 9 a.m. Eastern time, so be aware of that. And then 4 p.m. Eastern time coming up on Friday's show. We'll be here for you during this time in our world that's a little difficult for everybody. So we got to get out of here. We'll see you with another brand new live show tomorrow for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note. And you know what? It would be a challenge to actually find someone who could sing worse than you.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Pizza, pizza.